Today we return back to Psalm 23. So if you would please join me there, or it will be on the projection there. Today I give you the first four verses. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Concentrating on that last portion of verse 4. You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Comfort means to give strength and hope, to ease grief or trouble, to give consolation in a time of trouble or worry, to provide a feeling of relief or encouragement, to comfort. The psalmist here says, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. How can two pieces of wood bring comfort? Sheep being herded through the ravines and valleys of Palestine had much to fear. The steep cliffs, the ravines, rocky crags, wolves, mountain lions, bears, coyotes, etc. And also remember, sheep are very timid, easily scared, and so they need that constant attention, constant care. They need to be protected. They need to be comforted and consoled and encouraged as they walk through the previous portion of this verse. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there was those dark shadows, and the sheep were frightened to go through those shadowed areas. And so they needed this kind of comfort. They needed encouragement. The presence of the shepherd, along with his rod and his staff, brought them that kind of comfort and peace. When they saw, realized the shepherd was with them, they calmed. When they see the tools of his trade, brings calm. The rod and staff are tools of protection, discipline, and guidance. The rod would be used to ward off predators or as a tool to discipline a sheep. The staff was more of a guiding tool with a hook on one end to secure a sheep around the chest. But the two tools together provided comfort. But why the two different tools? And what is the psalmist teaching us here? Well, to get a little deeper into these instruments, if you don't mind, get a little technical here. A rod was a length of wood cut from a tree, but then it would have a large club-like head at one end. You can see how easily it would be used as an instrument of protection to ward off a coyote or whatever. Rods were sometimes used for defense from an attack. King David, in his early years, actually had to use a rod to protect himself and his sheep. He said to Saul, your servant used to keep his sheep for his father. And when there came a lion or a bear and took a lamb from the flock, I went after him and struck him with the rod and delivered it out of his mouth. And if he rose again, I caught him by his beard and struck him and killed him. So the shepherd using the rod, defending himself and the sheep from an attack. Rods were also used as an instrument toward the sheep themselves, to discipline a wayward sheep, or to fend off a sheep that was bullying the others. A good whack in the right place would bring discipline and correct an unruly sheep. But the rod, more than anything else in the shepherd's hand, represented power and authority. The shepherd's rod showed power and authority that he had to protect and discipline his sheep. Now as for the staff was a much leaner, smaller item. A long, slender piece with a crook at the top, as I said. And nothing symbolizes a shepherd more than his staff. Looking out across a pasture, you might see a shepherd leaning upon his staff as he was overlooking his sheep for rest. The shepherd would use the crook of the staff to lift sheep up from the brushes or out from the water. Also, the staff would be used to lift a newborn sheep and return it to his mother. The shepherd would dare not touch the young sheep for fear that the mother would reject the sheep once the smell of the shepherd was gained. And so there's many ways and many uses of the staff. Prodding wayward sheep. again, a little tap on the back end of a sheep when he was moving in the wrong direction, or the crook grabbing a leg and pulling along, bringing the sheep back when they would wander off of a path. The staff used by the shepherd is symbolic as well. It is a symbol of concern and compassion. It is a symbol of rescue and care. It is a symbol of comfort. Again, David writes, "Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Again, the rod portrays authority and power. The staff, on the other hand, was a symbol of kindness, care, and compassion. Used together, a shepherd could rightly care for his sheep. Again, in context here, King David sees himself as a sheep, walking through life, even the valley of the shadow of death, and he clearly says he will fear no evil. How can he so assuredly say, "I will fear no evil"? Because the shepherd is there, and the shepherd is armed with a rod and a staff, tools of guidance and protection. Now, clearly, King David does not see Jehovah, God, wielding literally a rod or a staff. As I said, these are symbolic. These are symbolic. And so what do we see for us in this rod and in this staff? And what do they portray? Well, first of all, the rod portrays and speaks of the written word of God. The rod represents power and authority, and in the written word of God, we see that power and authority. It carries with it the authority of what you hear from the King James Version, "Thus says the Lord," or "So says the Lord." When someone preaches and says, "Thus says the Lord," it is a direct quotation coming from Holy Text, and so it comes with power and authority as it is the written word of God. Just as in David's day there was comfort in seeing the rod in the shepherd's hand, so for the Christian there is great assurance and great comfort in our hearts when we consider the power and the authority of God's holy word. A word that never fails. A word that has never found error. And so we can look at this holy word as it is, with power, and it has great authority. It is God's holy word, just as the shepherd's rod that protects us from the enemy, that guides us back to our Lord when we stray. Just as a shepherd would use that rod and maybe a little forcefully whack one of the sheep that's being a little disobedient, many times God's word comes at us and whacks us back into line. It's the holy word planted in our hearts that comforts us during the challenges. It is the holy word that guides us along paths of righteousness that we spoke of earlier. Psalm 119. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." It is the word of God that comes to correct and to reprove when we go astray. It is God using the living word that convicts our conscience. It's God using the living word to teach us, to cause us to grow more and more like his son. 2 Timothy 3, "All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work." That's what we look to the Bible, God's holy word, for. That power and authority, but to equip us and prepare us for every good work. And as I've said, it's that living word that prods us like the unruly sheep to move us from the stagnant positions of apathy or laziness and move us in the path that God desires us to walk. Just as a rod in the shepherd's hand brought comfort through protection, guidance, and discipline, the living word of God protects. It guides us. It draws us in and leads us in those ways God desires. Now, what of the staff? What is its symbolism? The staff in the hands of our Lord, we see that as the Holy Spirit. We see that as the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit in our lives that brings us care and comfort of God Himself. The Holy Spirit's name, you'll see in holy texts many times, the Holy Spirit referred to as the Comforter. In John 14, he writes, "The Helper, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name will teach you all things and bring you to your remembrance all that I have said to you." Just as a shepherd would use a staff to draw a wayward sheep back to him, to draw them together as a flock, God through the Holy Spirit draws us to himself, teaches us, encourages us, knits us together as a body, and guiding the sheep along paths toward the fresh fields and still waters, from time to time he would use his staff to pull that wayward sheep back to the path. The Holy Spirit does the same for us. When we stray because of sin or the distractions of the world, there is that gentle nudging from the Holy Spirit. And sometimes it may not be so gentle. And just as I said, the staff is that identifying mark of a shepherd. The Holy Spirit is that identifying mark for the Christian. We are marked by the presence of the Holy Spirit. And by the presence of the Holy Spirit, the Christian is given the fruit of the Spirit. And by our actions, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, we are marked. When we conduct ourselves in this way, the world knows that we're Christians. Just as you look at the shepherd with a staff, you look at a Christian who possesses this fruit of the Spirit, they're marked. We're marked. People know who we are. I pray people know who we are. We Christians are sheep on a journey. Just as the shepherd guides his sheep from one pasture to another, from the pasture to the still waters, we are on a journey and we have not yet reached our eternal rest. Until that time comes, whenever danger comes, whenever temptations come, when the hardships, the adversities, when they come, they're all too frequently, what could bring us more comfort than the rod and the staff of our Comforter, the rod and the staff of our Good Shepherd, the Word of the Living God and the presence of the Holy Spirit? We rest wholly upon the providence of the Good Shepherd, and we depend on that rod, and we depend on that staff to protect us and also care for us. When we think about God as our Comforter, I wonder which picture more readily comes to mind. God giving us that nice, firm poke to move us along, or God giving us a great big hug and saying everything's okay. Now, from time to time, the shepherd picking up a hurt sheep and carrying it along is certainly the role of a good shepherd. But in context here, in Psalm 23, there's a little bit of a stiffer portrayal. We ought to expect that when we stray away from the right path, even the path that leads through the dark, shadowy valleys, that our good shepherd stands ready to correct us and to correct our course through the study of his word and the convicting of the Holy Spirit. And as I said, sometimes that's not too pleasant. As we said in Sunday school, we're hard-headed, stiff-necked. We need something a little forceful sometimes to move us along. But sometimes also we need just that encouraging word from holy text. When we sit down and do our devotions, read our Bibles in the morning or during the day, we feel the Holy Spirit coming. We feel the Holy Spirit settling in around us, bringing that aid, bringing that comfort, settling our nerves through the challenging times. This is the rod and this is the staff in the shepherd's hands. We are the sheep of his pasture. We like to follow along, but sometimes we are a very unruly bunch. And so it's necessary for the shepherd to have both a rod and a staff. And they do bring us comfort. Amen. And amen.